3. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, for those that didn't know, or maybe for those that do know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice the pro-murders wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, check out the uploads, pictures, what's going on with the Sons of Liberty across the nation. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also be my personal friend if you'd like, Bradley Dean, double E. I'm very active on Facebook as well. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, two different pages, one a fan page and one a personal page. Folks, you can follow me as well on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, you may, you can. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? I don't know, because people are foolish. We need to study our past. We need to study the past. We need to study our history. Our forefathers, as a matter of fact, I believe it's on the building of the Library of Congress that said, study the past. And history, father, or my friends, is going to repeat itself if we fail to learn from history, right? Interestingly enough, last night I was called up, actually yesterday afternoon, I was called, and it was actually Stan Montine, and he said, Bradley, can you get on the radio with me tonight? And I said, sure, Stan. And I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, I can bring you through a lot of the stuff that we talk about in high schools. And we got stuck on the democracy versus republic. Folks, I know my listeners know that we are a republic, of course, the Constitutional Republic. We talked of a plethora of topics. And what's interesting about all that now, friends, just to kind of give you a typical day in the life and times of Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty, I wake up early. I read for at least 2 to 3 hours, sometimes four. I'll post. I got to keep all my friends updated as to the information as to what's going on with the Sons of Liberty and personal and what's going on a nationwide basis. And I encourage people quite a bit, as a matter of fact, exhort, edify them into the call that God has called them to. Because what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, right? We're made more than conquerors. You guys get it, right? Okay, anyways. So anyways, after that, what I'll do is I'll get up and I'll see my kids for a couple minutes and then I'll get on the radio for an hour. And yesterday, I got on the radio for an hour after I got up and studied for a couple hours. And then I did a radio interview at 3:15. And then I did one with Stan Montine last night as well. In between, I pray for another 2 hours in the afternoon. This is a typical day with Bradley Dean. And just being transparent, friends, really transparent. And so I'm down here at 9 o'clock last night at the offices. And Stan calls me and said, Bradley, I'm sorry, it's Pacific time that we're in. You're in Central Standard Time. I said, so what does that mean? He said, another hour. So I said, okay, I'll do the interview from home. Gave him my phone number. About 10 to 10, I get another phone call from Stan. He goes, Bradley, I am so sorry. He goes, is this going to work out for you? It's another hour. We're 2 hours behind you, not one. It's like, oh my gosh, this is like my hangout time, right, with my kids. We usually sit around and watch Little House on the Prairie or something like that. And so I did an interview from 11 to 12 o'clock last night. About the end of the interview with Stan, I said, Stan, I'm so sorry it's over because I'm just starting to get lit at the, you know, the end of the hour that we had together. Stan Montine, my friends, is a very sweet man, a very cool man. And I'm very honored that he looks at us as a minister and he feels confident in us to continuously pull us up into his realm. So anyways, again, so then I go back and I hang out with my kids. They stayed up with me. I said, will you guys stay up with me for a little bit? And they said, yep. So they all stood up with me. Well, they stayed up with me. And then what we did is we watched another Little House on the Prairie. And then we hit the hay and we got up. And here we are again, doing it all over again. Again, speaking of the life and times of Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty. And bringing you home a little bit. Now, what's interesting, friends, is I thought this was really cool. Speaking of Little House on the Prairie. You know, at the very end of the season of Little House on the Prairie, kind of shifting gears a little bit, but still talking about the life and times of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, is I was noticing at the very last series, the very last segments of Little House on the Prairie, all of a sudden they started to walk away. Remember, they wouldn't give up their town, friends, for all you. Hey, everybody's a Little House on the Prairie fan. Don't tell me you're not, because you are. Secretly or transparently, you are. Everybody watched it. Well, most people did. I noticed they began to sing a song. And the song was Onward Christian Soldiers. This was on Little House on the Prairie. And I said, Stephanie, my wife, I said, listen to the lyrics that they're actually singing during Little House on the Prairie. Onward Christian Soldiers, right? And so here's the lyrics, friends. Listen carefully. Onward Christian Soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Little House on the Prairie, friends. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise, brothers. Lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God, brothers. We are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body. We, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. So we are not divided in understanding that Christian soldiers march as to war with the cross of Jesus on Christ before the royal master leads against the foe, forward into the battle, seeing his banners go. Here's the final verse of Onward Christian Soldiers, sung during the final segment of Little House on the Prairie. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never gain, the church prevail. We have Christ's only promise, and that cannot fail. This is great stuff. Onward Christian Soldiers. You don't want to hear me sing. Onward then, you people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Good for them. Great stuff being sung from the Little House on the Prairie. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there's a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, my friends. 1-877-807-9977. You got any questions, comments? You don't quite get something I said and I need to explain it a little bit better, go ahead and give us a call. Over the last week, we have been talking about keys to good government, and it's important for you to know your foundations. By the way, that's what brings about resolve to the errors and the crooked paths in which America are walking on today. You can always tell a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. So I'm laying a straight one next to it so you can actually put your feet upon the rock so the Lord can establish your goings. That is, of course, unless you're okay with the fact that you're stuck in miry clay or that you're stuck in the ditch. Remember, the blind lead the blind. They'll all end up in the ditch. And America wonders why they're in a ditch today, because they will simply not look back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And when you do, therein lies the answer. Therein lies the answer. You know, as we were talking about keys to good government over the last week here, I love the topic, by the way. I love resolve, by the way. I love knowing that the Lord establishes my goings and puts my feet in a level or an even place. It's a great place to be. But the question is how did we get to the point where we began to move away from the founding teachings? That's a good question. Well, there was a guy named Colonel Robert Ingersoll. In the turn of the 20th century, he brought a new philosophy. Here's the philosophy, friends. Yes, 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 thank you. Here's the philosophy. Just hold with me. Hold. Hold. I'm pulling something up here really quick because I got some things running through my mind as the Holy Ghost brings things to remembrance. I think Scripture tells us real clearly that we... Well, Scripture tells us, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And then he said, right after that, he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In other words, Antichrist. So Colonel Robert Ingersoll in the 20th century brings in a new philosophy. The Lord already told us and warned us of these men. Because if I go back into Colossians 2, verse 8, where I'm actually bringing forth that text right now, he said right before that in chapter 1, verse 28, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. It's interesting when you look at Scripture and you see what precedes it and what follows it. Keep it into context, friends. And by the way, be careful of chapter breaks as well, because sometimes it breaks off in the middle of something. But let's go back to Colonel Robert Ingersoll and how it is that we moved from our founding forefathers and our foundations, which, by the way, is the branch of David. Colonel Robert Ingersoll said, "We are laying the foundations of the grand temple of the future, wherein we will be celebrated the religion of humanity. We are looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be the King of kings and the God of gods." He is clearly mocking Scripture, friends, is he not? Yes, he is. For those that know Scripture, let me just remind you what Martin Luther, the great reformer, rightly said. He said, reason is the enemy to faith. He said, reason is the enemy to faith. It always is, friends, because we walk by faith, not by sight. Isn't it interesting that he said, we are laying the foundation of the grand temple of the future, wherein will be celebrated the religion of humanity. We are looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain. Doesn't the Bible say that the carnal mind is at enmity with God? Yes, it is. It absolutely is. There is reason. That's why people that are gifted and they have not the Holy Ghost, they lack discernment. Because how many times did Jesus have to teach natural things to teach you spiritual things? And then he would say to them, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. But he said, we're looking for the time, Mr. Ingersoll did, for reason, when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be the King of kings and the God of gods. Isn't that what Satan said in Isaiah 14? I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yes, it is, in fact. Yes, it is. He wanted to ascend himself above God in his word. He wanted to be God himself. And so what did he attempt to do? Well, let's just get away from the foundations and let's try our own thing. Just like the Scripture says in the Satanic Bible, the first one, do what thou wilt. We don't need a bunch of thou shall nots. Let's go ahead and thou shalt do whatever we want. So what did he do? He began to advance two teachings, compartmentalization, ignoring a candidate's private life. And folks, these are the teachings that were gradually accepted by the God-fearing community, supposedly. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The Lord says, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Well, let's leave all that stuff off. How do you call them a God-fearing community if they don't know the difference between right and wrong? They don't know that they're supposed to abhor evil and love that which is good. Ingersoll goes on, he said, the religious views of candidates should be kept entirely out of sight. All these things are private and personal. Wait. They serve we the people, and they're a servant to the people, and their lives need to be personal? Now, what's interesting about that is the teaching contradicts what was taught in America's schools for decades. An early 1800 textbook taught students public character, he said, is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. This was taught to children in public schools. Public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. The textbooks use the example of Benedict Arnold. Remember the great traitor, friends? Benedict Arnold, in his public capacity, was a general of the American army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. Man, he's got the right fruit, but he's got the wrong heart. Remember a story one time where a lady walked up to D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, and she said to him, oh, I know this, and I know that, and I know this, and I know that. She's talking about all of his bad fruit. And then she says, but he's got such a good heart. And D.L. Moody looked at her and he said, that's the worst part of him. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Benedict Arnold was a traitor to the American cause. However, during the time, the same time that everybody was boasting in the accolades of Benedict Arnold, he was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was pocketing the profits made from illegal sales. He was betraying West Point to the enemy. Was his public life or private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Obviously his private life, because that's who he really was. What you do in secret, my friends, is who you really are. And I want to remind you something, and you need to hear this. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Not a sparrow will fall to the ground that your Father in heaven, which he will not see. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of your head. The Bible says that he sits in the heavens and he looks to and fro, beholding the good and the evil, all at the same time. Well, I can't comprehend that. Well, that's what makes him God. He can. You can't. That's why we trust in him who knows all things. And when people begin to understand that their walk is before a just and a holy God, your judge, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Folks, these people aren't going to be committing crimes like this because of the fear of God before their eyes. And when you truly have the Holy Spirit and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and you walk in uprightness in the light of God's countenance, you don't want to commit sin before God because you realize that your walk is with him in the cool of the day. You don't go hide out and cover yourself. No, you walk in the cool of the day with the Lord. You know, it's interesting when you see the little kids get out of the bathtub at night. They're walking around like a bunch of naked jailbirds, right? They're innocent as can be. They don't think anything's wrong because there is nothing wrong. They're innocent. They haven't been tainted by sin yet. It's not until you say something to a child, which, by the way, is a model of heaven, that he thinks something's wrong. When, in fact, there's nothing wrong. You know, sometimes I get bothered by people when they say, well, you know, they need to cover that up. They need to cover this up. Well, it's like, who's looking at it in the first place? You're right, 1 Timothy 1:9. You're right. I get that. You're right talking about the modesty of what a woman should be dressed like. I understand that, 2 Timothy. I understand all of what you're saying, but I'm not looking. You know, by the way, a woman is just as responsible for committing adultery by the way she dresses and causing a man to stumble as the man that's actually looking at her. How's that one working out for you, ladies? Cover yourself, especially if you're married. And by the way, if you're not married, what kind of bait are you using to lure your husband? Oh, he wants me for my heart and you're half-dressed? Come on, let's be honest about it, all right? Talking about a just and a holy God. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Benedict Arnold. We're going to talk about compartmentalization and public character. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Cool. Great job down there at GCN. I appreciate you guys. Hey, folks, we got some good people down at GCN as well that are kicking off. They're producing radio shows, several of them at a time. And I just wanted to tell you guys over there at GCN, thank you very much. You guys are doing a great job. I wanted to commend you publicly because I don't want you to go without public acknowledgement, and we appreciate you guys very much. And I also appreciate my little man over here, 9 years old, producing the radio show from here. So I got GCN, and I got this little man that is rocking your world on a, well, 6 days a week basis, right? And my wife's here, too, and she's going to sing in just a couple minutes for you. Amazing. Hey, Steph, let's just do this so we don't miss out this time. What do you think? Folks, what we're doing right now is we're talking about public character. We're talking about Benedict Arnold and what they taught in the 1800s textbooks. I'll get back to that in just a second, but I want Steph to sing this really quick for you. She wants to sing Onward Christian Soldier, but I've never heard her sing that, so I want her to do Amazing Grace really quick. Honey, just don't go out. Her voice is kind of hashed, but we're just exercising the gifts here, friends. Exercise.
All right. All right, Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Your grace has brought me safe thus far, and your grace will lead me home.
Amen. Amen. Honey, are you you just telling us your voice is hashed just because if it doesn't sound absolutely perfect, then you can just kind of excuse yourself? I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I pushed the wrong button.
You know what? Hey, if anybody wants to talk to my wife, 1-877-807-9977. Here we go. 1-877-807-9977. Honey, I appreciate that.
No problem.
I need that anointing, which breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10. Yes! Okay, let's get back to this. Talking about Benedict Arnold, how his facade was, well, he had the fruit. He was an American Army, general in the American Army. He was an early war hero in the American Revolution. He was a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. But what they didn't do is they didn't look behind his fruit, which, wow, it's interesting. Jesus said that you judge a man by his fruit. Well, we have to look at the double standard, too, in which men love to live. He was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was pocketing the profits made from illegal sales. He was betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, what's interesting about that is the children in the 1800s and their textbooks taught students public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. That's true. The textbook continued, "It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life that we are to look for the man. Private life is always real life. Behind the curtain where the eyes of the million are not upon him, there he will always be sure to act himself. Consequently, if he act greatly in private, he must be a great man indeed. Hence, it has been justly said that our private deeds, if noble, are noblest of our lives. It is the private virtues that lay the foundations of all human excellence." Huh. That's right. That's right. Matter of fact, that's how you can check your walk before God. Are you saying, as David said, "I have laid thy judgments before me. I have laid thy truth before me, Lord, that I might not sin against thee." Is that what you hunger and thirst for? Is that righteousness? Because I believe what Spurgeon said when he said that, "I believe the more a man becomes holy, the more he decries his unholiness." Yes, I understand. He's exactly right. Boy, that one kind of hits you a little bit here. The more a man walks in holiness and he walks in the presence of God, the more he realizes how unholy he really is. It's another way of saying it. You know, I remember Charles Finney once said this. And just think about this, folks, because the Bible says in Romans 7 that the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. He said, "The closer God gets to me, the sicker my thoughts get." Thank God for Jesus Christ, right? The Redeemer of mankind. He who came to deliver us from our sins, Matthew 1:21. Was he right? He said, he's exactly right. You know, when we look in Scripture, I'm getting off base. I'm going way out in left field right now. I'll just kind of hold off on another day. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that. John Witherspoon taught three principles of an American leader. He should be an active and sincere promoter of true and undefiled religion. That's the first sign of an American leader. He should set himself with a great firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind. He should not be an avowed enemy of God. Note that he stated the character of a leader's private religious life and private moral life. They're one and the same. I believe it was John Sewall, Attorney General, who was friends with John Adams, the second president of the United States, who said the man and the office are one and the same. He's exactly right. It's the same thing with ministry. That's why I don't understand people who can step outside of it. Folks, I've been in ministry for 17 years. I have yet to take a sabbatical. And yet I hear preachers all day long in America, they take 40 days off every year. I have never done that. I don't understand how they're doing that. Maybe I need to grow up into that. Another point. Isn't it interesting, folks? I'm going to get back to my topic here. But isn't it interesting, the more that you walk away from God, the more the worldly-minded professing Christians will say, "Oh, look, he's growing in grace." When in fact, grace empowers a man that's dead in sin and in trespasses. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Read Numbers 32 when you get some time. A difference between real grace and false grace. There's an empowering grace that restrains from sin that overcomes with faith. Talking about American leaders, what they should be, private life. Abigail Adams, wife of John Adams, said a true patriot must be a religious man. He who neglects his duty to his maker may well be expected to be deficient and insincere in his duty towards the public. Of course. If you don't love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, how can you love your brother as yourself? How can you do that? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And by the way, friends, the love of God is to keep God's commandments. 2 John. So what source did the founders derive their teaching on the private life? Of course, the Bible. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And by the way, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Look at this administration. What they say and what they do are always in contradiction. They stand in contrast one towards another. What he says, look the other way, because he's going to do it. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, from the character of man. That's who he is. Again, they're one in the same. Diary of John Adams, February 9th, 1772. He defined a politician, which is not a good word, by the way. Statesmen are what we're looking for, friends. Those that work for the people, not special interests. He defined a politician as someone who would compromise principles in order to advance his own interests. That's a politician. That's right. But he also defined a statesman as someone who would not compromise principles. That's right, because he's serving the people as he serves God first and foremost. So he defined the difference, John Adams did, February 9th, 1772. He said, a statesman embraced the biblical conviction of the reality of future rewards and punishments. A statesman embraced the biblical conviction of the reality of future rewards and punishments. He said, the duration of future punishment terrifies me. What drove John Adams to be called by Thomas Jefferson, the Colossus of Independence? Because the duration of future punishment terrifies me. Same thing with John Adams. Folks, those were the times of the Puritans. Those were the times that men walked with God and everybody knew God was with them. They didn't exaggerate the existence of God. They didn't try to hype up the presence of God and what He could do. No, they knew He could do it because they knew Him by the fruits of the Spirit. Let the Lord give you understanding in all things, He told you. We must first be partakers of the fruit before we go out there and open our mouths. It says in the book of Romans, friends, I dare not speak those things that Christ has not wrought through me. But what happens when He has wrought it through you? Well, now you have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You can share, and the Bible promises that He will bear witness by the Holy Spirit. The he who hath the Son hath life, because the Spirit of God will bear witness to the Son of God. Reverend Matthias Burnett, talking about character, 1803, sermon preached in the Connecticut Capitol building at their request. Oh, by the way, for those that are okay with the way things are going in their country, I want you to understand that the Muslims are now in the Capitol building in California worshiping Allah. And these are the people that desire to take out the infidels. That would be you. I'm not telling you to fear the enemy. No, don't fear the enemy. Fear the face of God. We're talking about godly repentance here. Look at God's moral law. Repent for your violations against it. Go to the cross of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Him and your trust. See how that works? We're going to come back to Reverend Matthias Burnett's 1803, a sermon. And look at the difference and make parallel, friends, my friends. Make parallel, if you can, by discerning then and now. Because, folks, we are upside down and we need to get right back side up. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean.
Hey, everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Again, friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean EE. Bradley Dean EE. I'm up to, well, I got 500 new friends yesterday. It's a cool website. Got some stuff posted. Well, I post on there every day just to keep you guys updated as to what's going on. Not only just with the Sons of Liberty, but what's going on a nationwide basis. And we're bringing about resolve, friends, is what we're doing. And that's why we're talking about our foundations right now. Folks, you know, I make reference to Isaiah 30 quite a bit, but I want you to hear it really quick. God said in the Old Testament, he said, "Woe to the rebellious children." He's cursing them. He's damning them. "Woe to you rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." See, and today you're taught that grace, the grace of God, can be used as an occasion for the flesh, and it's okay. As if to say, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, but it's okay that you continue in your sin. Remember what grace taught us, my friends? John 8, the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. That's right. He goes on, "that walk down to Egypt and have not asked at my mouth," the Lord is saying, "to strengthen themselves in the strength of the world leaders and to trust in the shadow of Egypt, their protection rather than God's." Then he goes on, "therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help or nor a profit again, but a shame, P-R-O-F-I-T, and also a reproach. He said, "for the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. This strength is to sit still." And he said, "go down and tell them that this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seer, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things." How was Jesus betrayed? With a kiss. He said, "the prophets prophesy deceits. They don't reprove, they don't correct, they don't instruct in righteousness, yet they prophesy." And by the way, you can have the gift of prophecy, folks, and still be on your way to hell. because you're a worker of iniquity, lawlessness. But the Lord gives the answer, get out of the way, turn aside out of the pass, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Listen to what he said. Get out of the way. This is what the people said to the prophets. Get out of the way, turn aside out of the pass, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay therein, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Wow. So what happens if we don't turn and begin to listen to him and what he has to say and turn away from the false prophets? Hey, you know, Spurgeon was right when he said that a preacher's job is to slay sin. If they're not slaying sin, friends, they fall into the category of what I've just described in Isaiah 30. These are the people that turn on the prophets. These are the people that are trying to get away from the cross. These are the people that are trying to say, just prophesy smooth things to us. Right before the break, I just shared with you the diary of John Adams and Abigail Adams, and how he described a politician and a statesman. Let's get over to Reverend Matthias Burnett, 1803, sermon preached in the Connecticut Capitol building at the request. He said this preacher did. Feeble would be the best form of government without a sense of religion and the terrors of the world to come. Feeble. Feeble. The Bible tells us in the New Testament, being constrained by the love of Christ, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Banish a sense of religion and the terrors of the world to come from society, and you leave every man to do that which is right in his own eyes. Like, for example, when you take away capital punishment concerning those that kill and rape, what do? You encourage them to kill and rape. Because you have a judicial system in America, because you've allowed the law to be lowered and judgment to be withheld from the American people, because you like smooth things. You have a judicial system that now encourages the younger people, a $64 billion a year bureaucracy, to commit the crimes three times before they're actually dealt with. But the preacher warns us, the man who is not actuated by the fear and the awe of God has in many cases no bound or restraint upon his conduct, and therefore is not fit to be trusted with a nation's welfare. Think not the men who acknowledge not the providence of God nor regard his laws will be uncorrupt in office. They will be. We got Tom calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Pastor Dean. I wanted to compliment your wife and thank her for that beautiful rendition.
Tom, just hang on, slow your roll for a little bit. I'm not a pastor. If I hear one more person call me, I am not a pastor. That is the furthest thing from me. You can just ask my ministry team. Bradley is not a pastor. But anyways, okay, I appreciate you calling me and telling my I think that is so cool. Honey, did you hear what Tom said? Hey, Tom, what about me, though? Am I okay, too?
I think you're excellent. I haven't listened in quite a while. It's rather a miracle that I turned it on today to be blessed with that song and to be able to comment on what you said about Benedict Arnold. It really struck a chord with me. I thought to myself, what a statement it is on the current wretched state of so many of our elected officials that they have fallen so far from grace as to not even care about putting on even a false righteous face, something that apparently even Benedict Arnold had enough sense and shame to do. Now so many of our leaders are simply shameless.
That's
and
right.
How sad that is for them, for us, and for our country. I think we should all pray for all those just mentioned.
Amen. You know what? I agree with you 100%. And what's interesting about it is the Bible describes these people as having a whore's forehead. They're shameless. They go on in their transgressions. And it's interesting that, you know, when we talk about Benedict Arnold, he tried to hide it. And what you see today is these guys aren't, hey, if they get busted, they get busted. They don't care. And for the most part, they don't care because they know that the people aren't going to respond to their crimes in the first place. I mean, look at Bill Clinton back in the 90s. I remember watching It was just one of those talk shows. And they were talking about the crimes of Bill Clinton and his adulterated relationships. And everybody said, who cares what he does? Well, if he's committing adultery with his wife, do you think he's being faithful to your country?
Exactly, and that's my point exactly. You know, the insult of being a Benedict Arnold used to be the epitome of bad.
Yeah.
I think we can trash that and fill in many of the leaders that we have today in place of that name. And, you know, I say that half tongue-in-cheek, but it's very true.
Yes, it is. I appreciate your phone call, Tom. I got just minutes before the end of the show, and I do appreciate it. Stephanie, will you pick that phone up really quick and talk to Tom? Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you, man. Okay, there we go. Very cool. I mean, true that. We got a bunch of Benedict Arnolds that are not ashamed anymore because, again, hey, folks, it really does come to this, and I've said it so many times. Boy, I hate saying I said it because I hate saying I said it. I can't stand when people say, I told you so, and they rub it in your face. But, folks, it gets to the point where you've been, I've told you so many times. Aren't you sick of hearing I've told you so? And if you get to the point where you're so sick and tired of hearing I told you so, hopefully that will bring you to godly repentance that you change your ways. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And deal with the crimes at hand. What we need to do, as Tom was talking about, and here's my resolve, is to remove the wicked. Government is good, but we need to get corrupt men out of government and establish the righteous again. And we can do that. But we have to examine every facet of the process during re-elections and elections, my friends. We need to go behind every candidate. We need to look at his history. We need to pull up his record. And we need to see what he's about. And the way that we do that, friends, is take the time to shut the TV off, say goodbye to the football game and the basketball game, and the grown men that are fighting over a big pig ball and wearing tights. I mean, that's pretty weird, isn't it? Just think about that. I bet that puts a different perspective for some of you guys. Wait a second, they are wearing tights. They are wearing tights. They're wrestling around like a bunch of hoodlums on the ground over a pig ball. And you're not even going to remember the score after the game's over anyways, for the most part. Well, that's not true. I know them all. Well, then I can tell you this. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. You love football more than you love freedom? Because if you're watching the football game and you're not fighting for your freedom, yes, that's true. You love football more than you love your freedom. Hey, Stephanie. You want to jump on the air with me really quick?
Yes.
I thought that was really cool, and I figured I was going to get backhanded with that when I brought it up. But
he brought you up first.
Oh, I know, of course I'm playing, but yes. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet, and I just got the phone with him, and I told him, you know, we really sincerely appreciate callers calling in. And what a great point, too, about Benedict Arnold. You know, he had, you know, the right outward appearances, but what was the condition of his heart? And that's what we find so much in today's world. So,
well, what
that's
we
great.
That's right. What we see in the ministry, folks, what we need running, what we need in representative positions in this country, those that have fought, bled for the Constitution and the ratification of the United States of America, because those are the guys that we can trust. Well, for the most part. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, First Down 318. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.